Good evening, everyone. My name is Terry Whalen, and I'm your host tonight for this teleseminar about blogging and how to make money, how to build your platform with a blog. And so I'm really excited and look forward to this 70 minutes that we're going to have together here. I've gotten tons of questions from you all. I've actually got 22 pages of questions here, over 200 questions that we got from the audience out there. And what I've done, I've read every single one of them, and I appreciate these questions so much. If I do not get to your question, it's not because it wasn't important. I'm trying to answer as many questions as I can during this time frame that we have together. I hope every one of you will, you know, get a pencil and paper and be ready for some of these ideas which are going to come across and be valuable to you, hopefully, that you can use in your own life and your own writing experience. That's the goal of what we're doing here tonight. There was a book that came out last year called Tell It to Win It, and Peter Goober talked about how it's really important to state your intention of what you really want to happen during the hour, and that's what I'm doing here. I'm really staking a claim that this hour, 70 minutes that we have together, will be some of the best that you have had here recently on this whole topic of blogging. I'm very eager to help you and to help you be successful with what it is that you're doing. Now, what I've done tonight, just as about a way of background, I've been blogging since late 2004, and I have over 1,100 entries in my blog, and my blog does make money. And so what I'm going to be doing is answering your questions, helping you figure out how you can do better with what it is, or if you don't have a blog, how you can get started, and how that can be successful for you. So hang on, and let's get started here. What I'm going to do, first of all, is sort of lay the groundwork. I'm going to actually break all these questions that I have into four different areas, and I'm going to cover just a little bit of each area as an introduction, about 15 minutes into each topic. So does that make sense what I'm going to do? I've got four different sections that I want to cover about blogging, and I'm going to weave your questions into that as well as answers and information for what we're going to do tonight about blogging. And so hopefully the whole experience will be very valuable to you, and you'll be able to take lots of notes and get lots of insights for your own writing life out of this. Basically, what I suggest you do for your blog is that you take 90 minutes a day to create a blog that's going to really provide a steady income stream for you. Now, where you find those 90 minutes, some of you all may be asking, and maybe you get up an hour earlier, or maybe you stay up later at night. Squeeze it into your day some way or another, but I'm going to give you a plan here how you can take 90 minutes a day and really be successful with your blog. It really boils down to four different areas that we're going to cover tonight when it comes to blogging. The first is in the area of brainstorm. That's where at the beginning of every week, you're going to take 90 minutes and you're going to try to figure out what kind of content you're going to create in your blog. A blog is an abbreviation for web log. There are millions of these blogs out there, but very few of them are actually very successful. And so we're going to talk about how you can strategize and really plan the type of content that you're going to pour into your blog. That's going to be the first section that we're going to talk about, is brainstorm. And I've gotten a lot of questions about this whole section of our talk tonight. The second area that we're going to cover is how to really build your blog. So for 3 days, now 90 minutes each day, you'll work on building your blog by creating content that you need for the week and beyond the week. So that's the second part of this plan, is how to build your blog. The third area is one that a lot of people have asked questions about with their blog, is how to bring in visitors. That's the third area. How do you get traffic to your blog? How do you get people to look at your blog, read what it is that you've created? We've gotten a lot of questions about that tonight, and I'm going to be giving you idea after idea how to really do that tonight. The final area, the fourth area that I want to cover, is about how to boost your income. How do you really make money with your blogging? And so you're going to take the final day of the week. I've broken it all into 90-minute sections. And so that final day of the week, you're going to spend 90 minutes monetizing your blog. Actually, throughout the whole process, you can make money on each of these sections, and you'll make money as you go. But you really need to think strategically about your blog and what you're doing when you do this. So let's look at this first section first of brainstorming. And I'm just going to give you some highlight ideas about how in the world to brainstorm out what you're going to feature on your blog. One of the first things you want to do is to survey your readers, and there are free tools out there. If you go to surveymonkey.com, for example, that's a free tool that you can use to figure out what people want from you. You can use keywords. Go to wordtracker.com is a great resource to put in words in your niche and see what kind of things people are searching for out there. Visit popular forums that are in your niche. Look for patterns. What kind of questions are people asking? What kind of things are they expressing over and over? You can also do it by popular products. What are people buying? Look on Amazon. Look on ClickBank. See what things people are doing. Also look at popular articles. See what people are reading. Read other blogs just like yours, and I encourage you to recycle your old posts. If you have a lot of material out there like I do, go back and see if you can remake those posts and do that. Okay, let's look at this first area of brainstorming, and I've got a ton of questions on this. Mary Jo asked, how do I use my platform to showcase different books that I'm authoring? Do I use separate pages? And that my professional opinion would be fabulous. Thanks. And this whole brainstorming area, Mary Jo, you need to look at the topics of your books and figure out what kind of niche you are really going for with your blog. Who's your audience? You know, you really understand who that audience is. Nancy's asking about, I've never blogged. What is the how and why of blogging? One of the reasons you want to blog on a regular basis is to build this kind of audience. Get people used to listening to you and seeing what your opinion is and what kind of things that you're sharing on your blog. And I've got ideas here about how to build the content. We're going to get into that in a few minutes here. But really, really think about what area that you want to focus on with your blog. For example, my blog, thewritinglife.divs, it has over 1,100 entries in it. I focused on writing, publishing, different aspects of writing, different aspects of publishing, but almost every single entry in my blog relates to that overriding topic of writing and publishing. So what are you writing about? What are you focused on? What kind of things are you really passionate about? You have to pick a topic like that to really blog on all the time. You know, Strat asks, how much time does it take to maintain a blog? What if you travel? I write on my blog even when I travel. This last weekend I was in Houston. I took my little AlphaSmart word processor along with me, and I wrote a bunch of blog entries on that while I was on the road. So it doesn't take a lot of time in order to maintain it. You just need to be consistent and faithful to get it out there. We've gotten a lot of questions from people. On this whole brainstorming area, Skip asked, what are the three factors most important for growing a significant blog audience? And I think one of the most important factors is this whole brainstorming idea. To brainstorm different topics, survey your audience, see what in the world your audience wants out there, and then make sure that you're delivering what your audience wants. And I've got a lot of ideas for you about how to build your blog as we go through this. I tell you, I've just got so many questions from people. Sharon says, she hasn't written a blog yet, but when she's ready to start, what's the best way to attract an audience and gain readership? The best way is to really figure out what is your topic. What things are you passionate about doing? For example, I'm very passionate about writing and publishing. I live and breathe in this area all day long. I'm an acquisitions editor at Morgan James Publishing, so I'm constantly reading and writing in this area. So figure out what that is for you, because you don't want to choose something and then run out of steam when it comes to this whole area. Nancy's asking, how can a beginning blogger of a Christian-based blog site expand influences normally outside this market? Well, that is really an area about how to get the, that's really, you want to do that when you're brainstorming. You want to think about your audience, but you also want to do that when you're bringing in visitors. And so I'm going to be giving you some ideas about that in just a few minutes here. But it's a great, great question. Connie is asking, I'm only fairly competent on the use of the computer. How difficult is it to set up a blog? Blogs are very easy to set up, and they're really a step-by-step kind of thing. So if you're doing email, you should be able to do a blog. It maybe take you a little bit to figure it out, but there are a lot of simple tools out there. Patsy's asking, I don't have a website. Can I still use this? Absolutely. Your blog could be your main website, or you could have a website in addition to your blog. There's no real rule on it either way. Norm's asking, how often do I need to blog when time is of essence because of currently writing a book? You really need to blog several times a week. I suggest you blog at least two or three times a week. The blog posts don't have to be long. That's what a lot of people starting out get wrong, is they think that their blog posts really have to be lengthy, when really you're just looking at something that's somewhere 300 to 600 words. Keep an eye on your word count as you put it together and see how long your piece is getting, and then wrap it up when you get to about that 400-word mark, because people tend to skim these blogs, and they don't want to spend a lot of time going through all this. So, but it's got to be interesting in the way that you write it. So, focus on your audience and really, really be able to get it out there. I have a ton of questions in this whole brainstorming area, many more questions than what I'm going to be able to tackle tonight. And so the resource that I want to give you, and I really encourage you to do, if you're listening to this call on the recording or if you're listening tonight live with me here, is to see right in the middle of the page that we have where you can get the free ebook. I encourage you to download that free ebook, Blogger's Guide to Profits, and read that ebook and study that, because there's a lot of extra links and a lot of other information that's in that. But right below that book, I have a big red button on your screen that says, get your copy of the 31-Day Guide to Blogging for Bucks. I have put together a comprehensive day-by-day guide to help you start out from scratch, to help you figure out what kind of things to do and move forward on your blog. It's a terrific resource. I encourage you to get that. It comes with my unconditional guarantee, no questions asked. If you want your money back, just let me know, and I'll cheerfully refund your money. So pick it up. It's totally risk-free. and start following the 31-day guide to blogging for Bucks. That is going to be the best thing I can tell you tonight during this time together to really help you and help your own